Hello everyone, this is Dan Thompson hailing from 60 Deerfoot Trail here in Huntsville, Ontario. I hope everyone is still staying safe despite the ongoing pandemic, and I know we are because we've been self-isolating for almost a year now. This is my March podcast, and in this episode, the first thing I'd like to talk about is my new Quickie wheelchair. I just received it literally as a Christmas present, and it is a hybrid rear-wheel drive. I found it's fantastic. It fits my body so much better, so my back pain is minimum. I, in essence, have used it very well where I've sat with better posture, and in essence, when I'm sitting for both what I call independent medical examinations, where I'm interviewing clients to find out more about their needs. I've also used it for my deposition sessions through Zoom, and it's been very beneficial. It comes equipped with not only tilt on it, but it also has recline. This way it fits better into my vehicle, and it also has seat elevation, which makes transferring so much easier because I can bring my bum higher than the level of the bed, which means when I roll into bed, I'm actually rolling downhill. The next thing I'd like to talk to everybody about is Starlink. Now that's Elon Musk's new satellite internet service, and it's being tested by some Canadians in rural and remote parts of the country. Now it's supposed to give them good quality high-speed internet, but apparently it's not very cheap, and it's going to have some low orbit, that may interfere, with the view of the night sky. But some of the drawbacks of that, I think, are going to be outweighed because even my place in Arizona has such slow internet, it's not funny. So I, as a working consumer, would be more than happy to pay for that service to make sure that I get good quality speed. The next thing I'd like to talk about is vaccinations. It's funny, some of my U.S. colleagues and people that I know, they've already had their second dose of the vaccine, whereas here in Canada, partly because of supply chain issues, no one, including myself that I know of, has even had their first vaccination. So I hope they'll get that straightened out sooner rather than later. Luckily for me, even as the pandemic rolls along, I am inundated with cases, which is great news for me because obviously it keeps me busy for one, and two, obviously maintains my income. Ironically with that though, most of the organizations that I deal with have postponed their seminars and put them off either till the summer or the fall in anticipation that these vaccinations will be rolled out, and all indications are, at least in the United States, that there is a downturn in the amount of cases and the downturn in the amount of deaths with COVID-19. So it looks as though the vaccinations are doing their jobs, and I'm hoping things will resume to some type of normalcy going into the summer and going into the fall. I'd also like to mention that it's Fitz's first birthday. You know, he's basically a year now, and if you look at the guides, most big dogs will stay a puppy for 18 months, small dogs basically for 8 months. So in essence, I guess our baby is finally turning into a teenager. Well, I don't know about you, but I am certainly looking forward to the spring. Even if we have to continue self-isolating, if the weather gets warmer, I could spend time on my back deck, bask in the sun, which is one of my favorite things to do. Having said that, I've got a little alcove off my kitchen, and the other day when I was up for a IME, I was able to tuck into that alcove and absorb some of the sun for a few hours. So anyhow, that's it for Dan Thompson here at 60 Deerfoot Trail. Hope everyone's doing well, and I will talk to you soon. Take care.